It's Christmas Eve Day. Welcome to today's AdventCast. This is Father John Zolsdorf. On this vigil of the Nativity, let us turn toward Our Lady to prepare us to welcome Jesus worthily into our souls. Whenever God wants to bring about the beginning of a new life, He prepares a sacred place, a haven of purity and silence, where His action can be welcomed unreservedly, safe from all interruption. All beginnings are thus undertaken in recollection and silence. We see this at Bethlehem. Jesus came to be born not amidst the clamor of a city, nor in a crowded public place, but in a mysterious cave, a sacred retreat carved in a rock, and hidden therein a virgin, the most chaste, the most silent, and the most humble of creatures. And it was in the heart of that virgin, where no earthly desire penetrated, that God elected to give Himself to mankind. Well, it is such analogous conditions as these that each of us must realize if we are to receive the life of grace and assure our growth until Christ Himself lives in us. Let us try to live up to God's expectation by receiving Him into us with the best possible dispositions. That will contribute not only to our spiritual progress, but to the salvation of other souls. Indeed, as writes the author of The Prayer of Love and Silence, mankind has need of love, for love alone gives joy, and grace is of itself fruitful. It cannot burn within us without lighting up other souls. May the Blessed Virgin, hidden and silent in the cave of Bethlehem, help us to imitate her in her recollectedness and purity, in her fidelity as spouse of the Holy Ghost, and in her generosity as the mother of souls. Father Patrick Troadec. From Meditations for Each Day by Antonio Cardinal Bacci. Men are normally judged by their actions and by the degree of external success which they have achieved. God, however, judges them by their intentions and by their internal dispositions. It is futile, and maybe even dangerous, to accomplish great things and to attract the attention and applause of men unless we have first of all learned the lesson which the infant Jesus teaches us in the manger. In other words, we must be humble and must seek God rather than ourselves in all our thoughts, desires, and actions. If our actions are to be genuinely pleasing to God, however, they must originate in an interior life of dedication to God and of complete harmony with His will. If this is lacking, everything is lacking. Without this interior life of grace and love, we are as sounding brass or tinkling cymbal, and our actions are valueless in the sight of God. As we kneel before the infant Jesus, let us beseech Him to enable us to grasp the truth of these reflections. Let us take more care of our soul than we do of external talents and possessions. May God occupy the foremost place in our minds, and may He be the principal object of our thoughts, desires, and affections. Let us imitate the humble recollection and ardent love for God of the holy infant. Like Him, let us offer ourselves entirely to God. Let us ask Him to make us like Him in complete acceptance of the divine will, especially when we are in trouble or in pain. For in this way, we shall be able to show God how sincerely we love Him.